Do you remember the film Pretty Woman? Richard Gere and Julia Roberts? Gere plays a wealthy businessman named Edward Lewis, who encounters Vivian Ward, portrayed by Julia Roberts. Vivian is a prostitute, and Edward hires her to be his escort for the week at a series of social events. And over the course of the week, the two fall in love, though they nearly miss that truth. On his way to the airport, Edward realizes what he's passing up, and so his chauffeur drives his white limousine to Vivian's shabby apartment building, where he climbs up the fire escape to reunite with her, profess his love, rescue her from a life of poverty and sorrow, and we cheer for the happy ending, right? But the poor and the prostitutes of Victor Hugo's novel Les Misérables do not share in the same sort of happy endings. In the musical setting composed by Claude Michel Schoenberg, Alain Boubil, and Jean-Marc Natal, the ensemble who represent the French peasants of the 19th century voice their plight. At the end of the day, you're another day older, and that's all you can say for the life of the poor. And the righteous hurry past, they don't hear the little ones crying, and the winter is coming on fast, ready to kill, one day nearer to dying. In the novel and in the stage production, we see poverty personified in characters including Fantine, whose life turns from dream to nightmare when she becomes pregnant. The father of her child deserts her, and her own family throws her out. She leaves her child in the care of an innkeeper and his wife and takes work in a factory run by Jean Valjean, the protagonist. The innkeepers keep pressing her for money, extorting every cent they can, claiming her child is ill and needs a doctor. Then one day there's a scuffle on the factory floor. Valjean and his foreman won't tolerate the disruption, and Fantine is fired before she can defend herself. Unemployment leads quickly to homelessness. In order to see her child cared for, Fantine sells first the locket that contains her daughter's hair. Then she sells her own hair to a wig maker. And finally, she sells what she has left, her body, in prostitution. And the righteous hurry past. They don't hear the little ones crying. One night, Jean Valjean is on the street heading home when he encounters Fantine. She knows him immediately, though he doesn't recognize her. She confronts him, and he realizes he's been part of that righteous crowd hurrying past. Ears now opened to hear the cries, he takes Fantine to a hospital where she dies of consumption, and then he adopts her daughter. Fantine's dream of a happy ending does not turn out as she expected it to, but then no one who falls into poverty expects that life. But not every impoverished one gets a Jean Valjean who makes their last days bearable and takes their children into his care. Not every hard luck story, like Vivian's, has an Edward Lewis who comes to the rescue. The poor are always with us, said Jesus. And we know what God tells us to do about that. Feed those who hunger and thirst. Welcome the outsider, clothe the needy, care for the sick, and visit those in prison. We also know that if we don't do those things, we will disappoint God, who nourishes and cares for us. Have you noticed in the telling of this parable in Matthew's gospel that both the sheep and the goats, in other words, both those who do the good deeds and those who do not, offer the same observation? But Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison? And the reply is the same to each too. Whatever you did, or whatever you failed to do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me. Jesus is in every hungry child who comes to the soup kitchen or the food pantry, in every refugee seeking asylum, in every homeless veteran, every hospice patient, every prisoner on death row. Everyone is a beloved child of God. Everyone is a sister or brother to Jesus. Everyone is a Fantine with a story deprived of its happy ending. But we also know that we live in a reality where there are limitations. Yes, we want to help all the Fontaines of the world, but as individuals, we will quickly exhaust our resources. Lord, are we meant to empty our bank accounts and spend every waking moment in service to others? Doesn't that exhaust not only our money and our time, but our compassion too? We know the answer is yes, because we are not God, whose compassion is boundless. We are not Jesus, whose connection to God was so strong that he was constantly replenished and empowered to continue the work of caring for and healing the brokenness. We need to see each Fontaine, to hear each story. We need to know poverty and flesh, because it's too easy to get stuck in generalizations. We need specifics. But once we grasp them, these stories, these Fontaines, we limited humans need to work smarter, not harder, in order to say truthfully, yes, we see you, Lord, in all those who hunger and thirst, and we will not hurry past or turn aside. I suggest to you that it's important to not only see the Fontaines of our world, but also to see and address the larger character of poverty with a capital P, so that we address the systems that perpetuate hardship and prevent the poor from living a good life. Les Miserables offers us many examples. I'm going to name just a couple of them. Jean Valjean served time in prison as a teenager because he stole a loaf of bread to keep from starving. And Fantine winds up homeless because she is pregnant. Other characters, Gavroche and Eponine, also live on the edges of society, sometimes stealing, sometimes going hungry, sometimes sleeping on the street. And the righteous hurry past and take no notice. But surely there is a better way, surely a more merciful way to address hunger and sickness, a more humane means to care for children when their parents cannot care for them. In recent years, our nation has taken some steps toward doing better by the poor who are always with us. Raising the minimum wage, that's a help. Health insurance for all persons, that's a help. But there remain areas of our country, both rural and urban, that are considered food deserts, with limited access to affordable and nutritious foods. There are areas where medical care is hard to reach if you don't have a car or unable to afford gasoline. The costs of some prescription medications remain too high and force families into difficult choices, medicine or food or rent, but not all three. The cost of secondary education remains unattainable for some, and not every college student will have equal access to opportunities like internships, because often those internships are unpaid. And did you know that in many states, prisoners are charged room and board, a financial complication that drives many to a feeling of despair and hopelessness that leaves them feeling the system has doomed them beyond their sentencing? And yes, once again, we can feel overwhelmed by the breadth of need, even in addressing systems that impact more than one Fontaine. Now, here's where being a sheep might come in handy. Stay with me. Sheep are herd animals, and they like to hang together. If we live into this metaphor, this congregation becomes our flock. We are here together. And if we draw on the Apostle Paul's imagery in his letter to the Corinthians, we remember that this flock, this body, has many members, and each have distinctive gifts for ministry. So rather than feeling that I have to address every Fontaine and every aspect of systemic poverty, I can be part of a connection where each of us is working as we are called to do. So while I may remember to give a gift for the food pantry and leave it in the basket on the bench out in the hallway, I know that Mary Tedesco and Chuck Newman are among the people who take the next steps and work at the food pantry and organize food for families and distribute to those in need. I can support Habitat Humanity because I know that Dan Jock is out there every week working with a team that builds homes for families. I can be part of a connection like our United Methodist denomination that makes its voice heard at state levels on matters regarding the humane treatment of prisoners. And I can contribute locally to the jail ministry out Otsego County, knowing that there are people like Deacon Randy Velez, who preached here just a few months ago and regularly visits the jail and forges personal relationships with those incarcerated. And you can feel connected to community efforts to welcome refugees, because there are two of us in this congregation who are participating in the countywide conversations going on about making a home for refugees here. And one of our connections in the community is asking for specific help today to address a specific issue of poverty in our community. The Angel Network, which you probably remember, assists needy families in the Cooperstown School District, is seeing a rise in requests for help with the cost of gasoline. This month, someone in the community has given a donation of $1,000 to Angel Network so they can buy Stewart's gas cards for families. But that gift came with a challenge: to match that gift with an equal amount, $1,000, from community supporters. And Matt Monahan at Angel Network, who we heard from at Christmas time, reached out to all of the clergy in our area and said, can each of your churches raise $100? If each church could do $100, we could meet the $1,000 requested by this donor, and we could help people keep putting gas in their cars to go to work and get to doctor's appointments and do the things they need to do for their families in this challenging season. That's going to be your challenge in the email later today. The poor will always be with us, said Jesus. And maybe that will be true until the day Jesus comes again and this world is restored in the image God created for it and for all its people. In the meantime, through Jesus, our teacher, example, and redeemer, we are invited to join in his crusade to care for the Fontines, for the hungry, the stranger, the sick, the imprisoned. A happier ending for their lives echoes in the endings of our own, when we are welcomed as ones who are blessed by the Father, recipients of an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Amen.